Go ahead and begin tonight, our study tonight in the book of John. I hope you are enjoying your reading this week. Amen. Enjoyed your reading on contemporary worship. You got today, it's a sad thing, boy, it's creeping in the church, isn't it? Amen. It done crept. Amen. Some of you may have gotten it twice, and I apologize, but that's all right. My email wasn't working, so but I want to make sure everybody got it, so I'll send it again. But hope and pray. All right, today should be 22-24. All right, Exodus 22 and 24. And then by Saturday, we'll be on 32. And don't forget to send your comments. And we're going to, boy, we're building a powerhouse, aren't we? Amen. All right, let's go ahead and begin John 17. The glorification of God through His Son Jesus through us, being manifested, verse 9, by thy name, by thy authority, unto the men, through the apostles that they were, and thou gave them to me, and they have kept the word. I like that. Through the name, through the authority, they were with him because they kept the word. Now they have known, verse 7, that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are of thee, because of the authority. I wish the world could see that. Everything that Jesus say and do is all about him, as we look unto him who's the author and the finisher of our faith. It's not about me, it's not about you, but about Jesus, amen, who died on Calvary's cross that we may have the right to the tree of life. Verse 8, I have given unto them, amen, the words which thou gavest me. And by them, you need to know, John 14, John 15, John 16, amen. That comforter, that spirit of truth to bring back remembrance of all those things that he had taught them. And then not only did he give them, but they received them. A lot of times you give people the word, but they don't receive the word. Romans 10, 17, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Ephesians 5, 17, we understand what is the will of the Lord. You know, people preach. People teach, but people's lives don't change. They come in the same way that they leave. Amen. So what Jesus said here, I gave them the word, they received them, and have known surely that I came out from thee, and they have believed that thou didst send me. Hear those three words again. To understand, to know, to be transformed. Almost saying the same thing, right? They gave them the word. Amen. They received the word, and by that they had surety because they knew, amen, and then they believed that God the Father sent him. How come we can't do the same thing when it comes to the church? When Jesus speaks by the authority of God the Father, who gave him authority, amen, that gave us the Holy Spirit, amen, that perfect law of liberty sent by God the Father to all three, am I right? How come we can't believe? Amen. Same thing. Verse 9, he said, because of this here. And because really, if they did not believe, even though they received, number one, that verse 9 could come into effect. Amen. Because prayer is only for those who are in Christ Jesus. See? God does not hear a son of prayer, am I right? John 12, 48. He said, because of them, he said, now I'm going to pray for them. So a lot of times people say, be blessed. I don't use that word. A lot of times people say, be blessed. I mean, I'm not going to see a stranger and say, be blessed, because they can't be blessed. Amen. Or sometimes when people say, well, be blessed, I mean, I am, but I don't accept it because they can't bless me. The reason why they can't bless me is because the word of God is not a part of them to understand what the word, because the word had been given, they have received the word, to believe the word, to have shared the word, in order to allow the word to work, to be blessed. Or as verse 9 says, because of all the above, now what I'm going to do is pray for them. See, we pray for them. Now we can pray for them that they may receive the instructions to ask that question, what must I do to be saved? But a sinner, that's the only thing you can pray for, that he would ask that question, that what must I do to be saved? Or he put in a situation where he could be taught the word through the seed, through the glorification process that flowed out from the Father to the Son to the Holy Spirit to us through the Word, that He is light, that we can be light, that we can be heirs of God and joint heirs of Jesus Christ. And guess what, y'all? That's a tall order that sometimes we take for granted. That we can pray for people to be saved, but how can we pray for people to be saved when we don't live the Christian life? So when we go back to what Jesus is saying through that glorification process, through the Father, through the Son, through the Holy Spirit, and you bring it all the way down to us today to the perfect law of liberty, amen. See, He gave us the Word, we received the Word, to believe the Word, to have the assurance of the Word, but understand what the Word is saying is that we, as brothers and sisters in Christ, heirs of God and joint heirs of Jesus Christ, we can build an ecclesia that we can pray for one another and pray for the world too. But it begins with obedience. Amen. And a lot of people don't see that. A lot of people go to church when they want to go, pray when they want to pray, study when they want to study. It's like this little project we're doing. You know, every Christian, because we all speak the same thing, of the same mind, and of the same judgment, we all should be on chapter 22 to chapter 24 today. Is that a judgmental statement? You understand what I'm saying? He said verse 27, but he's reading ahead. Amen. Some maybe already read the whole chapter. And that's all right. I don't have no problem with that. But the whole point is, see, but it don't happen because the Word of God is thrown out at us. And then we being free moral agents have to receive it. Amen. Faith come by hearing, hearing by the Word of God, to believe, to know, 1 John 5:13, these things are written that we may know, that know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, that the transformation process can take place, so that glorification process can take place, so people can see Jesus in us as we pray for the world. See, the world can receive the Word because of the action in our lives. But see, we can't pray for the world. We can't pray for this community. We can't be a beacon light to our families if the Word of God is not in us that caused that glorification process for people to see Jesus in our lives. You understand what I'm saying? See, sometimes you don't even have to say anything. A lot of times people say, amen. Sometimes people set the answer machine up, be blessed. You ever seen people like that? Always talk Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Sometimes you don't even have to say anything. But people see what kind of character, the way you walk, the way you talk, the way you dress. See, can determine what kind of person you are. If people can say, well, he's different than the rest of the world. He don't talk like the rest of the world. He don't look like the rest of the world. You know why that happened? Because the Word of God been thrown out there and you have received it and applied it to your life. See, Ephesians 4:32, you hadn't quenched the Spirit. Whenever the Spirit had came, you had accepted it. That's what he said about these apostles, didn't he? He said, because they believed, he said, now I know that they are mine. Ain't that what he said? Based on their action on how they received the Word. Go ahead, brother. See, you're making a point there. Even Moses' father-in-law. You understand what I'm saying? When he came back and got them back together, he said, I saw what your God had done. Amen? And it's just so sad. Romans 15:4, what's something to render for to our for our learning? When you read that, I kind of hard me to see that if you was there that saw God part of the Red Sea, You understand what I'm saying? To see what God did, how he destroyed everything. I think the Bible said Pharaoh's chief men. I mean, he destroyed the whole everything. He allowed them to walk across on dry ground. And still, when they got there, they start murmuring. Ain't that something? But see, we do it today because they saw that there. But see, you know what happened there? They had been totally been transformed. Now, they saw God's power. And a lot of people see God's power. Every day. You know what? When you wake up in the morning and see the sun, that's God's power. When you wake up in the morning and have a redemption of your health and that strength, you didn't do it. God did it. Amen. I'm serious. I mean, who you think gives the rain? Who you think gives us air? See, we take that for granted. That's God in motion. Amen. Because in the beginning, God created the heaven and earth. Everything belongs to God anyway. Amen. Amen. When you see a hurricane or a tornado and see trees that have been planted thousands of years just pulled up like you would pull up a weed, man, it would take man years to pull that up. That's God's power, amen? But do that make people believe? It don't make people believe. See, it has to be a desire there, people. You have to want the word. You have to want the word to be a part of your life. It's like Jesus. You have to hunger and thirst after righteousness. See, people can't make you study. People can't make you pray. People can't make you come to church. You got to have a desire to want to do that. And until your mindset has been transformed to have that understanding, let me tell you something. But once it get there, hell and high water are not going to keep you away from it. Amen. We've been talking about in James. Amen. Have we not? See, the wars and fighting that goes on among us, we have because we have not. We fight, we war, we do all this here, and we still have not because we asked in amiss. See, he goes on to say, he said, oh, that's not even necessary. Same thing he's telling them. Same thing he's telling them. Why do you think that the Holy Spirit in John 17, he brings about, number one, it begins with his apostles? Because see, if they never received the word, they never accepted the word, they never believed the word, if they never had assured of the word, number one, the church would never could have been established. Because number one, that's the reason why he chose 12 apostles. Because he knew that he came to seek and save that which was lost. He was going down the cross. And these men had to be left back here. And that's the reason why he gave them that comforter, that spirit of truth. That's why he told them, go and send them to Jerusalem. Tarry till you be endured with powers on high. Why? Because he knew that these men was going to be the nucleus of that concept of the ecclesia beginning. But it had to be something now from the start. Amen. Because if they didn't believe, if they didn't receive it, if they weren't sure of it, how you think God was going to work through them? Same way today. You can holler Jesus, Jesus all you want to. You can come here and fool me and you, fool you, fool you, fool you, and live here and live the rocket life you want to live. But see, God knows what you're doing. You ain't doing it but fooling yourself. Am I right? God looks high, God low. God knows the deepest secrets. He knows everything, like he said. So the point that I'm saying, that's the reason why when you go back and look at this here, the glorification process. He said, now, I was obedient, and through my obedience, I glorified my Father. Now, because I glorified my Father, now I'm going to be glorified through those who you gave me. Amen. If that same trickle-down effect, brethren, the same way. If God through his Son was glorified, if the apostles glorified Jesus, if we had been glorified through the word, the same process can work if we let it work. Now that's a key word. If. we let it.
Go with me in Colossians, start off with a verse here, Colossians 3. See, Colossians used that same phrase. See, in Colossians 3:1, he said, if you then be. See, all Christians haven't been risen. Amen. Am I right? See, all Christians haven't been risen. Huh? Let me rephrase another word. All church members. Yeah, let me rephrase that. You're right. Because Christians is Christ-like. See, all everybody who went in the water didn't rise. Amen. Okay, so if you then be risen with Christ, amen. See, if you then be risen with Christ, that'll make you a Christian, right? Amen. So if you went in the water and came out the water the same way, well, you're still in the same condition. Or you could be a Christian and still have not risen, elevated your mindset above the world. Amen. Am I right? See, by the life that you live, that is, that you're more carnal than you are spiritual. Am I right? See, if you didn't be risen with Christ, see those things which are what? See, above, where Christ sits on the right hand of God, then set your affections. Then verse number 3, for you are dead, and your life is here with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him, that word again, in glorification. But see, it takes a transformation. It takes a change. If the apostle never transformed, the apostle never believed, and he never accepted, number one, glorification process could not have taken place. And when that's not taking place, number one, you're stagnated. Y'all with me? To what he's saying here? So go back to verse 9. He said, I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which has given me, for they are dying. And all mine are dying, and dying are mine, and I am glorified in them. You know about that verse? You need to write 1 Corinthians 12. With me, and all of mine are dying in the church, and dying are mine in the church, and I am glorified in them. Where? In the church. Can you say that? Because that's all where you're going to be glorified in Christ Jesus, if you then are risen with Christ. Amen. And to be a part of dying, you got to be within him in the church. In the body. Am I right? So that wipes out denominationism, right? Am I right? See, that's the oneness of the church. And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to thee, Holy Father. Keep through thy own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are one. Let me go back and look at verse 10 and 11. Look what he says here. And now I am no more in the world. He came about the world, am I right? But these are in the world, and I come to thee. Now what he's simply saying here, now I'm going back to my Father who sent me, right? But those who you gave me, I got to leave back here where? In the world. Right? Amen? He said, Holy Father, keep through thy own name those whom thou hast given me, that they all may be one as we are one. 1 John 5:8, am I right? 1 John 5:7-8. That through the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the deity are one, of the Godhead are one. That is because they are one, we can be one too, if we are in thine. Through his name or through his authority, even though you are in the world. See, a lot of people think that just because we're in the world, we can't be one. We can be one if that transformation, that mindset is right. Problem comes in when self-will. See, when sin enter in, when the seed can't penetrate. See, it robs us of the ability, that is, to let God work in our life, that glorification process can take place. Look at verse 12. He said, while I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name,
that
those that thou gave me have kept, and none of them is lost but the son of perdition, that the scriptures might be fulfilled. Who's the son of perdition? Who?
Judas.
Could it be those in the works of the flesh? That's right. See, those who have not accepted the word, that is, are those who are still in the world but have not been transformed of that glorification process. Yeah, he's talking about Judas, but let's bring it home. That is, that word perdition simply means those who have been driven away. You see what I mean? Same way in Acts 20 and 28, when I departed, grievous wolves were in and not sparing the flock. See, John 8, 44. Am I right? See, that's what that could mean. See. And then verse 13, he says, and now come I to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my, oh man. Underline that. Joy fulfilled in themselves. Now, stop right back here and go back. See, the bottom line is joy. I came that you may have life and that you may have it more abundantly, right? John 10:10. See, a lot of times we think that we got to get to heaven to be heaven, happy. You can be happy here. You can have joy here. Am I right? Go with me to James right quick, and because we're studying that too. Go to James right quick and see what James said. Very quickly. James 1. See that word joy again. You know, that'd be a good study. Just take that word joy and follow joy throughout from Genesis to Revelation. And see what the requirement is to have joy and what the reward is to have joy. You understand what I'm saying? Y'all understand what I'm saying? Now, wait a minute. I'm not talking about joy when somebody give you something, you happy for 5 minutes. So when your birthday come, you happy for your birthday that day. And then the next day, you get back in the same old rut. And you have a good birthday, but the next day, you're going back to your old self. Am I right? See, Christmas is one day, am I right? Everybody be happy, am I right? Family come over, everybody celebrate that holiday, don't they? But a week, two or three days, we don't speak to one another. Back to fussing and fighting again. Is that right or wrong? I'm talking about being a Christian. I'm talking about what he's talking about, that your joy might be fulfilled, that for whatever state you find yourself in, be content, that peace may abound, regardless of what happened in your life. Amen. That's the reason why the whole, what we've been reading so far, he said, you gave them to me. I gave them the word. They received the word. They are mine. He said, they did it all in the authority of Jesus Christ. They are one. Just read what it says here. He was talking about these apostles. I'm going back, but they still going to be here. So I'm going to pray for them, that their joy might be fulfilled. Do you understand what he's saying? See, people say all the time, there's going to be tough days ahead. For who? No, I'm serious. For who? Do you believe that? Do you believe you're going to have tough days ahead? Amen? See, that's the world, amen? We're heirs of God and we're joint heirs of Jesus Christ. Whatever state you find yourself in, it makes no difference. Once the transformation, that glorification process, if you just can get Christians to see that, it's not based on tangibility of what we see. Because we lose jobs. We get broke. We cars break down. It's just life. But your mindset is above that. If you didn't have been risen with Christ, if you set your affection on things which are above, you understand what Jesus is getting them to see? Because he knew that when he left and went back to heaven, and when this ecclesia began, it was going to be tough days. So he was preparing their mindset. Hang in there. Don't quit. Be steadfast, unmovable, and always abound. And that's one of the toughest things to get us to see. We're reading the book of Exodus, didn't we? That's still kind of difficult to see. I can't even part the bathtub. Y'all understand what I'm saying? Y'all go home and try it. Fill a bathtub up and do like this. Hold a rod up and see what's going to happen. You think you have any luck? Like, after God did all that for them, we ain't got nothing to drink. Ain't that something? Have you read that? Man, that's a pitiful situation. But that's the mindset we are. And the reason that the mindset, because see, the word being preached, right? It's been thrown out every day. Amen. But what good is it throwing at you when you ain't received it? Or applying it to your life? James said, then we'll go to you. He said, my brother, he said, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptation. Why should we count all joy when we fall into divers temptation? Well, what a friend we have in Jesus. Amen. We are dying, am I right? You read what he said here? Go back to what he said, verse number. Go back to what he said in verse number 10. He said, and all of mine are dying, and dying are mine, and I am glorified in them. Amen. Now we know he's talking about the apostles, but you bring it home today. He's talking about me and you. Romans 8, 16 and 17. Go ahead, brother. But who allowed that? See, that's the whole point. See, Eve did that. In every case when sin has arisen, God can't be blamed. Am I right? We can't do it. We can't do it. Am I right? Go to 1 John right quick. See, oh, in 1 John, I think it's 1 John. See, look what he said, 1 John. See, look what he said. See, in every situation, see, we got to realize that we are dying and died of minds, amen, and we belong to God, and we don't belong to the world, amen? Am I right? See, we have to understand Romans 15, 4, what it's saying here. But go over here to John right quick, 1 John. I want to read to you. See, I want 1 John, all right? Look what it says here, 1 John. See, 1 John. 1 John. Is that what I want? Go to James, that's what I want. James, I'm sorry. Go to James 1. See, in James 1, all right, James 1, all right, beginning of verse 13. And what you saying? See, deception, the trickery of the world, see, the deception of the world, that's our enemy. Because we don't realize what we have. See, if we in the church realize what we have in the church, see, it's sweeter than gold. It's powerful than dynamite. Literally, this book right here that can give you full joy, peace, contentment, happiness. I'm talking about in spite of. You understand what I'm saying? See, we seek it the wrong way. And the reason why we seek it the wrong way is because our mind hasn't been elevated with enough spirituality to get us to catch up with the blessings of God. It's that transformation process. I'm telling you, man. See, a lot of people, and see, a lot of people think that a length of time in the church will give you wisdom. They ain't got nothing to do with it. What give you wisdom is how much you put in through study. When you don't ever study God's word, when you don't ever pray, when you don't take worship seriously, what you put in is what you get. That allow deception. Because that John 8:44 say the devil, he's a deceiver. He's a liar. He's the father of lies. So if he's the father of lies, he's a liar, he's deceptive, those who belong to him have the same qualifications. Right or wrong. But see, when this happened, see, you go back to Eve. See, God, Eve knew what God had said. See, under the patriarchal age, God spoke to the head of the household. So Adam had to tell her. Because in chapter 3, she repeated what God said. Amen. See, Cain and Abel knew. Noah knew. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, they all knew. See, there was no written law. God spoke to the head of the household, and he told them what to do. But what happened? They got caught up in deception, trickery, maneuvering of the deceiver, the shifter. So when you go to James 1:13, he let no man say, when he tempted, I'm tempted of God, for God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempted he any man. So you can't blame God for it. How in the world God can tempt you for something that caused you to do wrong and then condemn you to hell? How that going to happen? He can't do that. God is long-suffering toward us. Why do you think when you look at your life and my life, and you look at what you have done, I look at what I have done, and God has been long-suffering toward me that I would come to our repentance? It's not because I've been so good. Hello? Think about it. See, because the next verse says, for every man is tempted when he is drawn away. And you don't underline that word, of his own lust. Ain't that what we've been talking about in James 4? See, people can't control themselves. That's what's wrong with the world. Everybody gone crazy. Nobody have no accountability. Nobody have respectability. So a long time ago, people used to respect the church. You can leave church buildings open all day. People wouldn't come in here and steal nothing. Am I right? People a long time ago respect elderly people. How many times that you were walking through the neighborhood and you didn't see the old person behind a bush and they heard you cuss and they say, Kenny! You say, oh, I'm sorry. I'm going to tell your mama. But that's a terrible thought. So once she tell mama, you knew something was coming. But they were trying to teach you accountability, respectability. Neighborhoods were respected. We had good neighborhoods. Don't y'all remember? Good, solid neighborhoods in East Birmingham, Woodlawn, Smithfield, Kingston. I mean, they were good neighborhoods. Now, I'm not saying the whole city was good. You had problems. Amen? Because accountability, respectability. Now we don't have that. You know why we don't have that? Because we have been deceived to the things of the world. We don't believe that I am dying and dying of mine. We don't believe that we're in Christ Jesus. Yeah, people come to church, but they don't believe it. You know why they don't believe it? By the life that they live. You shouldn't even call yourself a Christian if you are not having a desire to want to be what God would want you to be. Oh, yeah, we all have sin, y'all. Amen. I'm not going to sit here and be hypocritical and say I'm perfect and I don't have no problem. Yes, I do. But one thing I do know, that when the Lord give me breath to realize that shortcomings in my life, I attack it head on and deal with it, because I'm telling you, it ain't going to control me. Now, through the power of the word of God, I'm going to be transformed, or I'm going to be lifted up over it. Now, if I can't do it by myself, I'm going to call Randy, I'm going to call John, I'm going to call somebody who can help me. And I ain't got no shame about it. Folks say, you always get up in church and tell your business. If I can't tell it to y'all, who can I tell it to? I'm serious. This is our safe place. This is where we get it. This is where we grow. This is where we mature. This is where we realize, transform, I'm dying, now of mine. Amen? Because we want full joy, don't we? Girl, let me tell you something. Houses can burn down. You can lose your job. I mean, do you ever watch the news? 160 jobs lost. I mean, this job lost. And some of these people, man, in $200,000 and $300,000 worth of debt, what they going to do? And you know what got them out there? The devil. Now, ain't nothing to play with. You wake up one morning being used to getting a paycheck, and all of a sudden you ain't got nothing. What kind of mindset you going to have if you ain't been elevated? See, that's what he's talking about. See, he said, now, I did what I came to do. Now, I'm glorifying the Father. Now, you gave me these apostles. Yeah, you gave them to me. They are mine. They received it. They believed it. They know it. They are sure of it. And that's what he said. And he said, now I'm going to pray for them because they are dying and dying of mine, that they may be one. Why? Because I'm leaving the world, I'm going back, but they're going to still be here. Amen. And that's the same thing with me and you. We're in the world, but we're not of the world. So because of that, we have to elevate. We just got to think different. We are peculiar. See, that's the reason why we can't be like them. It drives me crazy to hear preachers say, well, we want to be like Faith Chapel. I don't want to be nothing like them. I don't want to be like some of these churches of Christ in this town. Amen. I went down to the Birmingham News the other day to pay my subscription. And I saw an old friend there who used to work with me down there, and we began to conversate. He said, what are you doing now? I said, nothing. Nothing. I said, I just joke, I'm doing something. But anyway, we got to talk. He said, when the last time you talked to a certain preacher? And I said, I hadn't talked with him. Ain't y'all part of the same group? I said, well, I don't know. He said, what you mean, I don't know? I said, what do you mean by same group? Now, he said he's a member of the church of Christ. And I know I'm a member of the church of Christ. But we don't run the same circle. Well, brethren, y'all need to. I said, how do you know what I need to do when I got my own soul to save? Amen. Go ahead, Brother Bradley. And that's the power of what you said is deception. See, we talk about that strong delusion, don't you? Our reprobate mind in Romans 1. See, we talk about, see, that what happens when we don't realize the things that we have to do spiritually, which is a daily 24-hour 7-day, 365-day choke. See, we never take our eyes off of Jesus. Because when we take our eyes off of Jesus, who you going to look at? Who's next to you? If you quit looking at Jesus, who you going to look at? You understand what I'm saying?
So, see, you think about the mind. Look what Sean said. See, that mind controls your whole body. You don't believe me? Go home and hit yourself with a hammer. And see what's going to make your mouth say, ouch. I hope that's all you're going to say. Depends on what's in you. You understand what I'm saying? See, so but that's the reason why, brother, when you preach that Sunday, when you're talking about Romans 12, 2, be not conformed, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, you do it every day. Because we in this world, and we have to, take the things out of the world so that we can have good soil. It's called cultivation. See, make the adjustments, and most people just don't do it because we don't, you know why we don't do it? Because we don't think nothing is wrong. You know why we don't think nothing wrong? Because things keep on ticking. What things you talking about? Color things. Things that we see. Because we're creatures to see, 1 John 2:15. Lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. All right? See, we're creatures of what we see. That's the reason why we see. That's the reason why TV gone 24. Social network is gone. See, that's for everything instantly. Amen? See? Because, see, we're constantly being bothered with negativity, with things of the world. Then when you constantly putting it in, then don't put no spirituality in, what you think going to take over? And that's what most people fall in line, or that's when most people want to self-will in the end. That's when churches of Christ now beginning to want to be like and sing songs like them, because that's all we see. See, and that's the problem that most people don't see. And then when you get caught up in it, and properly you don't ever get in a reprobate mind, or properly you never get in a state where you become a strong delusion, that is a strong delusion. I don't care what nobody say to you. You ain't going to believe them anyway. Because you've been made to believe a lie. Amen? That's a strong boy. And then you sit back and say, well, I just don't know why this sister won't change. I don't know why this brother, they've been in a delusional state. And then you can do for them. He messed up. But who did it? Did God do it? They did it. Same thing you said, didn't it? See, they've been led by the deceptor. See, and this is what Jesus is trying to get them to see. Now later on, the human element going to pop in like Sean said. See, because we all have sin, right? And fallen short of the glory of God. But in spite of that, see, God still could use him because in Acts 2, Who preached the first sermon? That same man, didn't he? Same man. So verse 12, or verse 13. Y'all with me? Here now come I to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them thy word, and thy word and the world hath hated them, because they not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Now let me stop right there. See, sometimes we get offended because the world don't like us. Or we get offended because those who are in sin don't like us. You know what? That's validation right there. When people start talking about you, right there, when folks saying, well, you trying to be like our ally, I say, thank you, Jesus. Amen. Because we're trying to be like Jesus, amen. Am I right? See, we are dying and dying of mind, amen? And we are one. I pray them that they all may be one. Why? Because I gave them the word. They received the word. They have assured of the word because they know the word. Am I right? And that's what he said? He said the glorification process. Now, I'm going, but you're going to stay back here. Now, I've given you the word, and the world don't believe it. And because they don't believe, you know what they're going to do? They're going to hate you. Your own family members are going to talk about you. Your own family members going to ostracize you. They going to, see, and the reason why, because, see, it's a sad thing to say if you say people don't like truth. People always say, I hate a liar. You heard people say that? I can't stand a liar. But they lie, too, when it comes to spirituality every day. But that's all right. That's all right. But they're going to get mad with us, or they're going to get mad with you because you're trying to do the right thing. Well, that's what he's saying here. They're going to hate you anyway. You know why they're going to hate you? Because they don't understand you.
They don't understand the word. You understand what I'm saying? And this is what he's saying. See, when the glorification process takes place, when they see you different on your job and you don't hang with them, you don't drink with them, you don't go to happy hour with them, see, you don't associate with them in a more immoral way, see, first thing they're going to say, oh, Kathy, she thinks she's something. Ain't got nothing about being something, about being right. If you're able to take a stand, and then pity on you folks who get along to get along in order to get a promotion. Well, I just got to do this here because, you know, I need more than $14 an hour. I got to move. Because, you know, the Bible says you don't work, you don't eat. I pray not that thou shouldst take them out of the world, but that thou should keep them from the evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Then this is verse 17. We're going to stop on this one. He says, sanctify them. That word sanctify means been set apart. Undermine that word. When you go home, or sometime in the week when you study, do a search from the Old Testament all the way through and look at that word sanctification. Did you read chapter 21 of Exodus, when he begins to give the commands after he gives the Ten Commandments, and then he begins to break down all the laws, that even if you got an oxen, your oxen's out of control, they kill you and the oxen? You understand that? They talk about an oxen that did it on his own, they killed the oxen. But did y'all read all that stuff in relationship to the different rules that they had to maintain in relationship to be set apart from the rest of the world? Did y'all read that? Go back and read it. Accountability, responsibility. That is, that if you took somebody else's wife, if your wife went out there and cheated on you, it covered all that. Amen? See, why do you think they put that in there? Because number one, he was getting ready to give them the law. Amen. See, and in order for them to understand, to appreciate what he's going to give them, their mindset had to be what? Right. Same thing in the day. See, in order for us to be able to worship in spirit and in truth, everything must be done in a spiritual manner. It must be according to the law. It must be according to authority. Amen. In order for spirit and the truth to take an effect. So when you go to John 17:17, sanctify them through thy word. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. So to be set apart, you got to have truth. To have truth, you got to receive the word, right? First, it got to be given to you, right? You got to receive it, am I right? Then you got to obey it, amen, am I right? In order to know, to have the assurance. Here you go, three words. I'm going to give it to you one more time. Ephesians 5:17, understand. 1 John 5:13, to know, to be transformed, Romans 12:2. Almost about the same thing he's saying here. That is, through truth, through sanctification, that is, we're not in the world. We're in the world, but we're not of the world. That we have came up out of the world, amen, that the word may work. That glorification, that's the key word. Same as Jesus glorified the Father, we can glorify the Son through the perfect law of liberty, through the Holy Spirit. But all based down, like John said, obedience. Y'all with me? Mindset. See? Work on your mind. Because what you say, deception is out there. It's getting worse and worse. I was telling a preacher the other day, Randy and Sean, you come out to my grave right here another 25 years and tell me, John may be around, tell me too, you sure told the truth. 25 years, the church will have instrumental music, women preachers. Those who have fallen perversion, perdition, whatever you want to say. It's happening, brethren, because, see, nobody's taking truth serious. I mean, I'm serious. We're getting along to get along. Nobody is disciplining people. We're allowing people to do what they want to do. Leave this church, go to another church, and nobody do nothing to them. And it's getting worse and worse in the church. Simply because we have left truth. We're not being sanctified. We're not being set apart. We don't realize that we're in this world, we're not of this world. Because we allow brethren. We allow brethren to get up and pray, preach, do anything they want to do, and just come to church when they want to come. But see, the devil don't need but a little bit. And then he's going to keep on living. Until sooner or later, that's what's going to happen. But I'm telling you, it's going to happen, brother. Now, one thing we got good assurance of, and y'all know what that is, the gates of hell should not prevail. Now, the church would always be in the purities. A few going to be saved. So if you know this is going to happen, don't it make sense to be safeguards against it? And the only thing going to safeguard it is this. And they ain't going to like you. Randy, when you stand up and preach hard, I mean, tell them just the way it is, to make no difference whether they like it or not, whether they shake their head, because it don't matter. Because that's what you're commanding to do. Preach the word in season, out of season. Rebuke, correct, exhort, and that's what the Bible says. And they ain't going to like it. People going to leave and people going to run. But that's what truth do. Truth make them run like scalded dogs. Well, that might be a not good way of putting it. But he did say, like a dog would eat it back his own vomit. And that's what he said. Better that you not have known truth than to know and do what? Turn. Okay. Well, I'm out of time. Man, that's good stuff. All right. We had two baptisms this week. Man, we're celebrating. I tell you. Brother Finkley.